Local shares have gotten off to a solid start in early trade on Wednesday, made all the more impressive by the fact that a day earlier, the ASX 200 had its best one-day improvement in 7 months. So today we have been also bolstered by solid performances on Wall Street overnight, where the leading indices were up by around 0.5%. So the ASX 200 is up by 41 points, or about 0.7%. The best improved groups are property, information technology, and healthcare, but it's really been the financial stocks that have continued to improve and put the foundation for the day's gains in place. On the other side of the coin, the consumer staples are the only group to be in negative territory at this stage. So amongst the banks, Westpac is the best improver. It's up by about 1.5%. In the healthcare space, CSL continues to benefit from news of its expansion plans into China, so that stock has added another 2%. Iron ore stocks are under pressure, with iron ore prices at their lowest levels in 12 months, around $53 US per tonne. So that's a reflection of rising seaborne supply and increasing port stocks. Encouragingly, steel margins remain quite robust in China, so that indicates that all is not as bad as it could be. But in the iron ore space, Rio's down by about 0.6%, although BHP is up by about 1%. Gold stocks are also doing quite well today. St Barbara Limited is up by about 4%. Elsewhere, one of the big stories of the morning, of course, has been the Ten Network. They have gone into voluntary administration. So now a lot of question marks over what is going to happen with the organization as far as an exit strategy is concerned. There is a discussion as to whether or not Foxtel could ultimately be a buyer for the organization, but still a lot of questions remaining unanswered. They've been suspended from quotation. Elsewhere, the Aussie dollar has come off its recent improvements. It's been losing ground over the early part of the Asian session. It's trading around 75.4 US cents.